grants.
Yes, please.
Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater.
What do I got on it? Did I put something on that letter? Where is that letter? You got it? Mm-hmm. Let me see that letter just for a second. I'd like to give $500 to the Rehoboth Summer Children's Theater for their upcoming year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we allow $500 for Mr. Coles. Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Friends of Milton Library.
$2,500, please.
Second.
Excuse me?
$2,500.
Moved to second that we allot $25 for Mr. Rogers. Excuse me. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Town of Millville?
Yeah, Town of Millville, where's that letter? As these towns grow, and this is, they claim is going to be the fastest growing town, or one of the largest if it ever does develop. But they've now had extra.
But they got a trash problem.
Well, they got a trash problem. They got a problem with
got one to do too.
Providing a service, and they want to help. I'm going to help them with offsetting some of the startup costs of that service by giving them $5,000 from my community development grant.
Second.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, second.
It's fine with me. Move second that we allot $5,000 from your account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. $250.
Anointed bread basket.
Make a motion to give $250 to Mr. Jones, Councilmatic.
Second.
Move second at $250 from my account. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Manicoke River Arts.
I'd like to give them $1,000. They're working with the Seaford School District, the Boys Girls Club, the Garden Party, Heritage Days, and so forth.
Second.
Second.
Moving second at $1,000 from Mr. Dukes. Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. Mr. Rogers, you're next.
Milton Little League.
They are doing a major renovation to the Little League field with lights and trying to raise $100,000+. I'd like to give them $5,000 toward the project.
Second.
Move second to allot $5,000. Mr. Rogers? Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Boy Scout Troop 95.
$400 for me.
$400 for Mr. Jones' account.
Second.
Move second $400 for my account. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. $400 next.
$400 from Mr. Jones' account to Woodbridge PTOs.
Second.
It's moved second $400 from my account. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed.
Woodbridge School District?
$250. $250 from Mr. Jones' account to Woodbridge School District for a reader program.
Second.
Moved second that we give $250 from my account. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion passed. $500.
Georgetown Public Library.
$500 from Mr. Jones' account.
Second.
Public Library.
Move to second that we get $500 from my account. Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
Georgetown Lions Club.
$1,000 from Mr. Jones' account.
Second.
Move to second that we get $1,000 from my account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes.
American Legion Post 20.
I'd like to give them $1,500.
Second.
Moving second, we get $15 from Mr. Rogers' account. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
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 Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Thank you.
Introduction ordinance?
We don't have any today.
Okay. Additional business before council?
Did the mayor?
It's Mayor Price.
Yeah, if you want to say something, this now's time.
Good morning.
I don't know if you received any the letter or anything from Mr. Don DiAquila, did you?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, with the information?
Yes. This morning, yes.
Okay.
Was that hearing closed?
I wasn't sure that you did.
Voted on it. Yeah.
Did we vote on the sidewalks? Did we vote on the whole thing? The sidewalks and the whole thing?
It was voted, it's been approved, right?
It was approved at the October 14 night.
Okay.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
All right, you want me to read it?
Well, we have the letter, but is there a concern that you have that being the subdivision's been approved, that the applicant possibly will not annex? Is that the concern?
Yeah. Yes. That's one of our major concerns, and our Board of Planning and Zoning was also very concerned about the fact that they would go ahead with their project and everything and not annexed at all, even though they said by word of mouth they would, but they have not given us any documentation saying so.
If I might answer your
Go ahead.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
If they had come in and if we had tried to make a condition of their approval that they annex, I don't think we would have the legal authority to do that. I mean, they're in the county, so since they're in the unincorporated portions of the county, we had to accept their application. The annexation process is controlled under your charter, and it requires somebody to petition to come in order to start that process.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't think the council would have the authority to require them to start that process.
Because if I'm not mistaken, Jim, I mean, the townspeople will have to vote on annexation.
That's correct. That's correct.
It's up to the local government, for lack of better words, to...
Somebody has to initiate a request, a petition.
Right.
Then there's an election held. People inside and outside get to vote on it. But
your feeling now is that they warmed up to you to get approval for the subdivision, so you wouldn't object to them.
Correct.
Now you're going through a cooling period, being this has been approved.
Correct. And they were asked to go ahead and annex so that we could annex them at the same time we did Mr. Don DeAquila's property.
Well, I noticed that their letter to you saying that they would like to be annexed was sent in 2005. What's happened in the 3 years since then?
All right, in 2005, they came before the council and with a letter, and they were accepted then, and they came in and made their application. That was done, but there was a conflict between the water development company that the town had approved their proposal and the property owners at that time. So it was a back and forth thing. They kept telling us they would and they wouldn't. They would and they wouldn't. So, I mean, you know, when somebody comes to you and says, you know, you're not going to, you don't spend a lot of time fooling with that thing. Then they came back and said they would. Mm-hmm. And they went back and said no. So it was just a...
They alluded that night in the public hearing with you here that they were all for annexation. I mean, Mr. Simpson, I believe his name was.
Yeah. Well, he keeps telling me that. I mean, he keeps whispering in my ear the same thing. But... You know, that's the only feeling I have is the fact that they didn't go through with it when they...
The way I read your correspondence, though, your election for special election for annexation was prior to the public hearing in the county, so they got annexed.
Yes, it was.
It would have been null and void here.
Right. Yeah.
And
yeah, they wouldn't have had to come.
They wouldn't have had to come here. Have you had any communication with them at all since the public hearing?
No.
See, even if we hadn't have voted on the public hearing at the public hearing for the application, we couldn't have made it a condition that they had to annex. We can't do that.
Okay.
In good faith of them wanting to be good neighbors, if they did give a lot of innuendos that night that they had all, you know, aspirations of joining you. So
I
just say it's time to have one-on-one with them. That's really all we can do.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be a touchy thing, but the only thing right now is we have another developer who didn't come. They came by word of mouth, but they've never done anything else, and they are also pursuing the Martley Price housing units.
Okay, so they're setting a precedent, you're saying.
So, I mean, you know, they're trying to skirt around really helping us to get the water for the Allendale New Market Sewer District, which is what the main issue was.
They're getting it for themselves first.
Yes, that's definitely needed. And, you know, we've got to do something.
Understand. I'll help you in any way I can.
Well, Jim, when you get, we could have an ordinance here at the county where, similar to like we do with this wastewater thing that's, we're gonna discuss, where if we have a project adjacent to a town, that we could maybe have some wording in an ordinance form that says that annexation is critical to us accepting maybe the application, because the impacts that these communities have on these little towns is dramatic, and then they've got to provide a lot more services, and their costs go up, and there's nothing to force them in. It's usually people will annex to a town because the town has some infrastructure they need. But when we start giving them, the private sector gives them water, and the county gives them sewer, there's really no need.
Okay.
And so we're seeing.
Same way down the coast, though.
Well, I know, it's not good.
Right.
So Jim, is it possible that we could develop an ordinance maybe in the future that would address these concerns of these small towns and the development, because they have town centers. We have town centers on our land use plan. Each town has created growth plans which overlap into our area, and once they fall into that growth plan, there's no connectability that's required. And I think we need to require it, because these towns get a big financial burden from the additional traffic on their roads, just everything. I mean, a lot of their services are used. I know in the coastal towns, you've got all that growth just outside these coastal towns, and the impact on Rehoboth, Lewis, Dewey, et cetera, is a big expense.
Allendale.
We could do that, couldn't we?
Is the question whether we could adopt an ordinance that would require a developer who owns land adjacent to town boundaries to annex?
Or somehow encourage it?
I hope not.
You know,
I don't think you could make that mandatory.
Right.
If you own land in the county, you automatically are covered by the county zoning ordinance, and we have a process where when that happens, we do notify the towns and seek their input. On the night of the hearing on this particular application,
well,
I think you all recall that Mayor Price was here and supported the project. And we voted on it with that understanding that the town of Allendale was in support of the application. Now that we voted on it, there's really not much you
can
do.
Well, I think they're getting more educated. Some of these small towns they don't face this week after week like sometimes we do with this development issue. And they're not sure that our process, that like she's had this letter saying, could we hold up now or something? No, it's too late now. We got to do this beforehand. Is it possible for us to draw up an ordinance that would address these concerns of these small towns and developments happening in their growth areas? Because the state of Delaware and the county said, hey, create these growth areas. We tell them to create it, then there's no...
I don't think it would be an ordinance. I think at best it might be a resolution encouraging developers in those areas to follow the route of annexation as opposed to applying to us.
Or maybe we wouldn't accept an application in a town's growth area unless we had letters from the developer and the town saying that they were either interested in annexation or not interested in annexation, because maybe the towns don't want them.
Well, if you're going to attempt to do that, I think it would be by a resolution. I don't think it would be enforceable as an ordinance. If they're in the county, they're in the county. They have a right to apply under our procedure.
All right. I don't think an
I'll
ordinance.
I'll wait until after January.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, could I make a statement?
You'd be creating an ordinance that was unenforceable, essentially.
So what that translates into, you could do an MOU.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. I'd like to know what we could do that would have more than what we're doing today, which is nothing.
Could we, after, if you had another situation, could the town annex the property and then contract with the county to help with MPHU,
yes,
sewer, whatever you need?
Yes, yes, because
I think we got agreement with most towns as it is.
Allendale is unique. We don't have anything to offer anybody. And I realized that when they came forward, and during my tenure, they came before the former council, and it became such a big problem that they just kind of bowed out. But as I said to all of our council members, we don't have anything to offer them.
Right.
absolutely, positively nothing to offer them.
That may be a factor, because by annexing, they're adopting another layer of taxes, municipal taxes, so they're getting a burden but no benefit.
Well, the benefits should be eventually, as these towns grow, and Ellendale may get a town police service, there may be trash collection. You see these towns, we just did it with Millville, which is similar to, you know, in the size of Ellendale was for years, really didn't have much going for it, but now all of a sudden, with all this development, but they annexed in to avoid the county because they could get more from the towns, so.
Right.
You know,
annexation was done prior, but
right,
there's been a couple cases in front of us a couple years that they have gone to the towns, and they do. It just never quite takes, never quite gets there. You know, they have problems within the towns, and then they say at a point they got to cut their losses and say, I'm going to either go on my own or, you know, it's just what it is, you know.
I just think there's a way that we could make the transition
easier. Well, I think by voting on annexation, the people have to vote on annexation. We can't require that because if the people say no.
It's voluntary anyway.
Beg your pardon?
Annexation into the town is voluntary. We cannot mandate that.
Absolutely, right. And it's very difficult.
And see, that was the problem with the water.
I would think to make up the ordinance.
But if you get a tax base, you can offer them something then.
But guys, wait. When a developer, one person owns the parcel, it's easier to get annexation at that point than when you have 200 and some homes and you have 200 and some people, then you have to convince 10 years down the road.
Because you get those taxes.
Now's the time to try to get and give the ability to these towns to bring in the adjoining subdivisions and help with the tax base so they can provide the services that these people are going to need. So.
But when a developer goes to the town and asks the ordinance annexed in, he wants action. He don't want to wait 2-3 years. And I think that's the problem. You put him off till he got finally decided he was going another route. And unfortunate, but I see your dilemma, but I also see the developer's dilemma also.
Well, I think all of that had to do with our lawyer, too.
Well, you know how lawyers are.
Our lawyer had a great deal to do with that.
Yeah. They're a little smoother. Thank you very much for
You're
your
welcome.
Time, man. Any other additional business? I'll take a motion for to go into executive session.
Make a motion.
You have to give the reasons.
Go in, huh?
Give the reasons.
Pending litigation and land acquisition.
All right. Make a motion that the county council go into executive session for the purpose of land acquisition or litigation.
Okay.
Second.
Moving second that we go into executive session for pending litigation and land acquisition. Mr. Colt?
Yes.
Mr.
No, there's no third.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers? Say yes.
Yes.
Motion passed.